With Christmas in just a matter of days, health officials are giving their final warnings to keep celebrations as small as possible to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon said behavior during this week will determine the severity of the pandemic in this community.
Reality is this is the most important week from a trajectory standpoint of where we are with the virus and probably the pandemic, the whole pandemic.
McMahon said at this point, data is showing a decline in COVID-19 cases locally. The county reported 304 new cases Monday and 6 additional deaths. The county lost 52 community members in the past week. But the good news is coronavirus vaccination is underway for nursing home residents and frontline hospital workers. While Onondaga County continues to hold asymptomatic testing clinics, increase contact tracing abilities, and prepare plans for vaccinating the public, Congress left local governments out of its latest stimulus package. County Executive McMahon has long advocated for federal aid and said he's disappointed.
Local governments continue to be used as a bargaining chip. Being one of the largest employers in the community that has been fighting this pandemic, being the frontline employer fighting the pandemic, not to get the help we need is just kind of ridiculous at this point.
McMahon said he's happy, however, to see aid go to small businesses, rent assistance, and local event venues with the Save Our Stages Act. He said there is a possibility the county could receive funding through Save Our Stages, and his team is looking into it. This is the first round of federal aid since the CARES Act passed in March. McMahon said the county is looking at a loss of at least $100 million due to the pandemic. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waaer.org.